cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
6:58 coming up after our Pride Profile at the top of the hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Paul Wills at Cafe Flore today. That's right. Good morning, gentlemen. What's up?
That would be Cafe Floor.
Floor.
They took a black magic marker and put it over the accent on the E of the end of the word. So, well, it's Cafe Floor.
I'm saying it with some flair.
Or floor.
Yes, you are saying it with flair.
You're
saying floor with flair. And we're here on the corner of 16th and Market, and it's gorgeous, thank God, because we're outdoors here, and it could have been foggy. All the machines, all the microphones. You would have heard that because of the wind, but it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Mayor Gavin Newsom will be by, and also San Francisco's district attorney, Kamala Harris, will be one of our guests. We'll do part of our D.C. Thursdays with Marianne Akers.
Well, this is a D.C. Thursday because we're in Doug Castro.
That's great. Thank you, Will.
That's correct. There's another DC.
And, of course, the mayor is on the way, Willie Brown and Will Durst.
You guys try not to get hit by cars out there. You, like, on the sidewalk?
No. We're in an enclosed outdoor patio
protected
area.
Space.
Anybody all right. who's ever been in San Francisco and has come to the Castro has seen the Cafe Floor or been to it. It's a 2298 market at the corner of 16th, and we'll be here from 7 to 10 this morning. Morning, Andy.
Look forward to it. That is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news, town, Little Audio, 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco, the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special report from 960 The Quake News, celebrating Pride 2006.
One of the most popular parts of the San Francisco Pride Parade is a group you don't want to mess with. It's got pop power.
At the gut level, don't mess with my kid.
I'm Andy Jordan with this Pride Profile. It rallies the parents, families, and friends of gays and lesbians. PFLAG, one of the biggest groups in the parade, and a sure thing for a few cheers and tears.
This year, we have a double-decker bus, and we are very excited
to be the mother of lesbian Liz, who dropped the L word on her parents in college.
Expecting them to be okay, but still extremely nervous about the whole thing, so I came with a pile of books. And I knew that one of the books had the address for PFLAG, and I believe I may have even pointed it out. And they got involved pretty much immediately. I went back to college after dropping the bomb.
And then it became their journey. Father Sam took off.
And I understood that she had not changed, that this is just part of who she is, and that my wife and I needed to do some changing. We needed to get some support and to learn about what this would mean in her life and what it would mean in our lives.
And I feel very privileged to have them as parents because I know this is not the norm reaction from parents over a long period of time. A lot of times they go to PFLAG, they get the support they need, then it's okay. And life goes on.
Is there a degree to which maybe they're more of an activist than you are?
Oh, yeah. very much so.
Yeah, Liz marched with us once.
Once in 17 years.
Well, she's
are you sure you're gay?
Yeah.
This is all just a ruse to get your parents out of the house.
Get my parents out of the house, have them make friends. Yeah. There were a few years where everybody thought there was the fictional gay daughter.
But Father Sam says the role of PFLAG and Pride is bigger than just his daughter.
The real reason that I was there was to be there for 250,000 people whose parents couldn't or wouldn't be there for whatever reason. And I think that's a core source of our popularity, of the emotional impact that we have. It awakened in me some old stuff that you know, basically, I believe in equal human rights across the board. PFLAG is a part of the larger human rights movement.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long.
You can hear these special Pride reports all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., and they're available for download as well at our website, quakeradio.com.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes now past 7 o'clock. This report brought to you by Weatherford BMW. Three-car pileup northbound 280 at 101, blocking the two left lanes of the northbound 280 ramp there to 101. The ramp will be shut down as they clear this accident. Look for stop-and-go traffic in San Francisco because of that. Livermore, still problems all morning long. Eastbound 580 between Portola and Livermore Avenue. Slow and go through there at this hour. Metering lights are still on upper deck of the Bay Bridge, backups from the end of the parking lot. Don't forget, today is a Spare the Air Day. Free rides on BART and other mass transit agencies in the Bay Area. All BART trains are on time. At Weatherford BMW in Berkeley, purchase a 2006 325i for $28,999 plus fees. Special lease and finance options available through BMW Financial Services. Weatherford BMW, just off I-80 on Ashby. For details, visit weatherfordbmw.com. I'm Andy Jordan, now keeping it real with Will and Willie, live from Cafe Floor in the Castro.
Cafe Floor.
Yes,
Floor.
And from the freest city in the land of the free, keeping it real with Will and Willie, with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And good morning, and welcome. Cafe Floor, or Floor, as they like to pronounce, without the accent on the E, is at the corner of 16th and Market, 2298 Market. We're right outside, right by the corner. We're still down on the corner, Will and Willie.
All I can say is I'm glad it's not raining. It could be very foggy.
Yes, it could be really tough.
And if it were, people would not be able to see how resplendent you are in your pastel pink and blue and beige. And you look spring-like.
Well, it is spring,
isn't
it?
On the second day of summer.
Listen, this is the time. You know, I wanted very much to make sure that when I'm outside that I would blend with the surroundings. And, of course, that took a little bit of a challenge. But I called Tony, and he told me what to wear.
Yeah, look at Tony, yeah.
But for the Quake to be over in the Castro doing Gay Pride Week and to be a part of this incredible scene, to have a car that's going to be in the parade on Sunday, to be all a part, and then, of course, to have Queer Channel do what they do on Sunday nights from 7 to 9, it's obviously going to be one hell of a week. I looked this morning in the Chronicle, and they've got a whole section devoted to all of the activities that's going to occur during Gay Pride Week. I suspect more than 500,000 people will be coming into San Francisco, spending lots of money, having one great time.
Yeah, I think we're going to end up with a couple of people.
We're going to end up with a couple of people in town.
I love the fact that you can't find the right mic. That is good. I love it. That means that, Paul, you can actually speak. You don't have to go mute anymore. It's all part of the scene. How about it? How about the debate that's going on last night? Did you see any of that debate last night? I saw Hillary standing up trying to go both ways on the floor. It was funny as all hell.
Hillary goes both ways. That's not new news.
Oh, Bill. Please. And then, of course, there are lots of other things going on, too. It's little noticed, but the Voting Rights Act is about to expire. It needs to be extended by a vote of the Congress. The Voting Rights Act occurred in the middle 60s as a result of the effort that Martin Luther King Jr. made to balance relationships. At the same time, they're talking about wiping out the Voting Rights Act, which is obviously near and dear to lots of us, and particularly people in San Francisco. The Ninth Circuit is looking at the possibility of altering how we do things in terms of collecting signatures for petition gathering in California, because we're on the brink of requiring petitions to be circulated in multiple languages. That ought to put a damper on people who are trying to do government by the initiative process. The Republicans in Congress, at the same time on the Voting Rights Act, have now said, oh no, we're not going to vote on the Voting Rights Act. We don't like the idea that it appears to be focused on southern states primarily. Well, of course it's focused on southern states. That's who was doing the discriminating against people in the world of voting. They also say, we don't like the idea that there may be a requirement for multiple language, i.e. similar to what's in the Ninth Circuit.
That's the big one, is the multiple language.
That's right. And so all of a sudden, the Democrats are again becoming one lucky collection of people. Because for the combination of those who said, let's not debate the issue of immigration, now for the ones who said, let's not do anything about extending the Voting Rights Act, this is getting to be to the point where Democrats, if they're just stand still, as I said many, many months ago, ahead of them will go right past them going backwards, a la the commercial by Schwarzenegger on Angelitas.
And Angelitas is on Schwarzenegger. He's doing the same thing. He's fighting back with a similar commercial backwards, but they're not showing it here. They're just showing it in the Central Valley. I think the Democrats are doing real good by being the party of getting out of Iraq. I think both of those, even though they have two different proposals in the Senate, one with an unnamed time to get out, we got to get out, and the other, of course, the more liberal one, the one by Kerry and Boxer and Feingold and, you know, all those liberal Democrats, that one, which actually says, which was going to say December 31st this year, and now says July of next year, which is a full year. But both of those proposals, finally, there's a line drawn. The Republicans want to stay in Iraq. Democrats want to get out. No matter how you look at it, the Democrats want to get out, and it's a clear-cut difference between the two, finally. So that percentage of America, 50%, over 50%, 52 at least, who believes that it was wrong for us to go over there, it was a misadventure, that we made a mistake, now they got somebody that they can connect to, and those are the Democrats.
Well, it's interesting, because yesterday Barbara Boxer got a little bit annoyed with Daniel Ellsberg when he raised questions about whether or not
her show
was strong enough. But she said Democrats will want to cast themselves in the debate in the Congress and in the Senate as being the people who want to leave Iraq. They want to get the troops out of Iraq. Some will say at a stated time, others will say now, as is the case with Martha, and then the third collection of people will say as soon as possible. She said the commonality of their relationship is they all want to get out of Iraq. And Will, you're right. That is exactly how the debate is being cast. Even when Senator Clinton, when Hillary Clinton made her remarks, she could no longer say, I'm with the president. You know, she actually said that at some event. And that's when she got booed.
Last week.
Yeah, I'm at the she didn't say it this time. On the floor of the Senate. That's right. All of a sudden, she's trying to line up with Carl Levin out of Michigan, Dianne Feinstein out of California, and that eight or nine other senators who signed on to that more timid
proposal.
Conservative.
Yes. You called it conservative. I called it somewhat hesitant about getting them out. I certainly would hate to be the guy, you know, who's there like on the 29th of April and knowing that we're scheduled to leave and get my rear end blown off on the 29th of April. I would be so upset. I mean,
that's
really
John Kerry's famous line from Vietnam. You know, how would you like to be the last guy to die for a failed cause?
Yeah, he said that. And then yesterday, he got off that great line that had he not said it in the Senate, I know no one would have heard it. You lied to die.
Yeah.
was a good line.
Cut and run versus lie
to
and
die. That's right. That's right. And it was a good line. And then there are some dialogue going on between formal people who were actually on the ground in Iraq, people who were soldiers, people who are no longer soldiers. They're now beginning to speak out. They're beginning to describe how you go house to house looking for an insurgent. You go down the block one time, and you come out, and you come back up the block the second time. They're beginning to talk about how one house that will be appear to be people shooting at you, you bunker in, you try to clear that house, and by the time you clear that house, you find all the weapons are still warm and what have you. But in the house very next door, and that's how you can't tell who is an insurgent and who isn't, because next door you'll see about nine of these males look like combat age males, adult males, sitting around as if they were in prayer. Now you know they were the guys that were right next door shooting at you with the guns.
Or at least two or three of them were.
Well, he said, so it doesn't matter. He said, you just have no idea how difficult it is and what kind of judgments you have to make. And, you know, obviously if it's war, it's war. And so occupation is different. And that dialogue yesterday that we had about it being a war versus occupation, I think it's important for us to start going back to that. And I hope our U.S. senators will begin to talk about occupational force, not war. Because believe me, if cats are sitting in one room having prayer after they've been shooting at you in the other room or in the other building, and you didn't catch them with the guns in the hands,
you
can't blow them away. Yeah, you can't blow them away.
Speaking of occupation, San Francisco is going to be occupied this weekend.
Yes, Gay Pride Week is happening this weekend, and we're here at the Castro, at the Cafe Flor, the corner of 16 and Market, and two of our guests right now are with us from Queer Channel, Larry and Michelle.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. And yes, you're right. We are Queer Channel, the only live GLBT talk radio show in the country. And I believe Larry has the gay agenda.
Oh, wait, I do. Before Larry gets there, what's with this hat?
I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, well, you invaded my territory.
Yeah,
she's just not wearing headphones, to be honest.
Are you switching? I mean, the hat?
No, I'll get to that in a moment. Willie, we're
honoring
you.
The hat is a brother thing.
No, but I was trying to get Larry interested in some different snakes that I had for sale here.
Oh,
serpent salesman in the Castro now.
We heard we heard Andy Jordan's news segment where he talked about the snakes. And, you know,
that's what people are saying, that
why don't you
gay marriage will lead to marriage with snakes.
Oh, yeah?
That's unbelievable what you'll hear from the right, isn't it?
I'm
of course,
here,
it's on Fox News.
I'm wondering aloud. I said, with the snake, where do you go?
There's always the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Michelle?
Real quickly, we've
got a
minute
here. Okay, great. All right. Well, I'm here dressed as Willie Brown because we are, with my top hat.
And a fabulous new suit, I might add.
Fabulous new suit, all snazzy and jazzed up, but I did the best I can. I am a lesbian. Because we're here, we're so honored to be sitting here.
How
right
about the pink
smack.
Shirt?
That's cool.
I like that. I got the pink shirt. Look at
hold
it.
Hold on.
Check it.
Yeah.
Look at the pink square. Oh, my God.
We'll get there because we're here.
How about the Michael Jackson socks?
Oh, my God. You got pink socks on. How'd you do that?
No, I don't have pink socks. I got a white sock.
No, it looks like you washed them with a red shirt.
Willie, we're actually here to present to you your top gayest moments in honor of your support for the GLBT community and for being here. Right dead smack in the middle of the gay mecca, the Castro district of San Francisco. So that's why we're here. We're honoring you with our official certificate of appreciation presented to the Honorable Willie Brown as well as Will.
Ladies and gentlemen, look at what? Me? I get one?
No.
You do.
Woo-hoo.
There you go.
You know that depreciates the honor about 50%.
There is an honor square.
I raise questions about all these awards, but this is fabulous. Thank you. You know, we're racking up awards. You know, we get
a plaque. Yet?
We're racking up awards. We're really doing well. I hope it shows up in ratings.
As do I.
Yes. And of course, this is 960 on the dial. The Quake. Here's now, go ahead, Wilson.
Yes.
Run it.
It's a lovely little, it's a plaque. Because
it's not little, it's 8 by 10.
Yeah, 8 by 10.
You should be so lucky.
Queer Channel with the logo, of course, big letters. Certification of Appreciation presented to the Honorable Willie L. Brown, Jr., for your support of queer culture and the GLBT community. 960 The Quake presented this 22nd day of June 2006 from the producers of Queer Channel Radio. And then they, www.queerchannelradio.com. And just in case anybody who's reading the plaque wants to go to the website.
We're always pimping the website. It's always a good idea. And you find all the latest gay news at the website.
It wouldn't be an official gay certificate if it didn't have our website on there to at least get you to go and check it out.
This is cool. But I'm telling you, the hat. You got me. I'm home.
How did I know you were going to wear a pink shirt? And we did come to deliver your Caught BS moments, and I have to say, today would be it. Not only are you here in the Castro, but your outfit. The pink shirt.
Outstanding.
The pink shirt. Fine blue jacket.
You know how much trouble I had trying to find this baby blue jacket?
I've never seen such a jacket. Now, how do you keep your shirt so finely pressed? I got to find that out.
We're going to have to continue with you guys later on because we're already rolling here into our next segment. And we're going to have Marianne Akers from Washington, D.C. She writes, Heard on the Hill for Roll Call Magazine. And we'll also have Brendan Behan in this hour, who is the SFLGBT Pride Celebration Volunteer Coordinator. You guys have to come by and stick around all day, and we'll have some fun here. At the corner of 16th and Market, we're in the Castro at the Cafe Floor. And right now, at 7:20, we'll take care of a couple of things and keep it going. Stay with us. 960 The Quake.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here!
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new Signature Sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Be the Quake, the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
In honor of Gay Pride Week, we're broadcasting live from the Cafe Flora at the corner of 16th and Market in the Castro. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 723. Good morning. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. We'll be joined on our DC Thursdays by Mary Ann Akers from Roll Call, writes Heard on the Hill momentarily.
And right now we're on the corner of 16th and Market right here in the heart of the Castro. This is the left ventricle of the heart of the Castro. And you can hear behind us the historic F line once in a while, the trolley cars that are shooting through, which is kind of neat.
And we'll be joined by a number of guests here, including San Francisco's Mayor Gavin Newsom and our District Attorney Kamala Harris. The Bay Guardian's Senior Editor of Culture, Mark E. B., will be here as well.
And the mayor, of course, will be discussing the big story in today's paper and in the city and county of San Francisco. His wandering into the world of universal health care. No other city in America has been able to achieve that goal. This city has not been able to achieve the goal, even though it's been struggling with the issue for the last 6 years. This mayor has taken on the bold effort to make that happen, and so has a county supervisor, a fellow named Tom Amiano, who serves on that board, was president of that board at one time.
Is that the fellow's name?
Yes, and he is. For those of you out there listening, to 960 The Quake, the person that just interrupted me was not Paul Wells. Assuming that role was Will Durst.
But who was the first person to actually float? The first mayor of San Francisco to actually float citywide health care?
It was a person with whom I am acquainted, with whom I came to become aware of maybe 68 years ago.
Maybe
68 years.
Maybe 68.
Well, I wasn't too smart. I was only two. I didn't know it was me until at that time. About two, I realized, whoa, this is something special.
And that's when you became acquainted with yourself.
This is when I began to refer to myself in the third place
as the Honorable Willie Brown Jr.
I've got a grandson now who refers to himself full time. He's only two. He refers to himself in the third person. I said, hey, buddy, what's going on? He said, Mateo is okay. I started looking around. What the hell?
Mateo's hungry.
That's right. Mateo just said, Mateo's going downstairs.
Where did he pick that up?
I don't know.
Watching TV, man?
I'm telling you, I did that. I did it through college. I didn't break the habit until college.
Well, you never did it as mayor.
John Berg tells the story how he first met me. We were in the ROTC together out at San Francisco State College. We were on the same drill team. Can you imagine two major peace activists who always bought bonds in the country whom we were fighting?
You were on the same drill team?
Yeah, we were on the same drill team, right standing right next to each other. And I kept referring to this person, Willie Brown. Finally, he turned around and said, who the hell is Willie Brown? He tells that great story. But my grandson, Mateo, constantly refers to himself as he speaks. He doesn't say, I, me. No,
maybe
no.
He'll grow out of it.
No, I hope not.
I hope not.
Oh, come on. It's annoying.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is, Mr. Mayor. It's annoying. People talking to themselves. Will Durst is convinced that it is annoying for people to refer to themselves in the third person.
You put it that way when Will Durst said it? Yes, it is.
See?
It is annoying.
As an illustrative point.
But not for other people.
No. Oh, I see.
Nobody wants to hear from Will Durst. So it's not much of a problem. But can you imagine?
If Mateo started calling himself Will Durst, it would be a problem.
He doesn't call himself Willie Brown.
That would also be a problem.
He does, however. I mean, my son is on my case full time because he says, you know, he doesn't talk to you very much. I said, no, but he always says every dirty word he hears you say. And he laughs like hell when he says it. You know, and he'll say, oh, hell, and he'll start laughing really loud.
Well, Marianne Akers is in a press conference at D.C., and we'll find out what that's about. You know, we're here in the Castro in honor of Gay Pride Week, and Michelle from Queer Channel, which is on The Quake on 960 a.m. Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m.
She's going to legitimize why she gave you that little plaque.
Yes, and Michelle?
Not only am I going to legitimize why I gave you that plaque, but why I'm here with a nice snazzy suit and a top hat, because I'm going to deliver your top gayest moments back from 1969 until today.
Ooh, Willie Brown's 10. Gayest moments.
No, not top 10, top gayest moments.
It doesn't include his sartorial outfit from today.
That would be
that's close.
Today at number one.
Do I get any points for my lavender shirt?
Let me think. No.
You get about 5 points out of 10.
Okay, what do we have for Willie?
Right now?
Yes.
First, back in 1969 as Assemblyman, Willie introduced to the California legislator the California Sodomy Repeal Bill, also known as the Consenting Adults Bill.
Yes, we did that, and we managed to get it passed after 3, 4, 5 years, and it became law, and it was dramatic.
You repealed sodomy?
It repealed the crime against sodomy.
Oh,
the crime
God.
Against.
It was a felony, Will.
I was confused.
Oral copulation and sodomy were both felonies.
Oral copulation? All these legislators actually made oral copulation a felony?
No, it was already a felony before we got there.
I know.
And don't you recall
there had to have been some legislators who actually... And you think of legislators.
Don't you recall my debate?
When I think of legislators.
Don't you recall my debate?
Oral copulation.
I said, when you cast this vote, vote your conduct.
Did you really?
Yes.
So that was the first one back in 69.
Hold
we
back.
Have more.
Let's get to the other Willie Brown's top moments because we have Marianne Akers.
What year was that?
In D.C.
1969. How appropriate is that?
I introduced it for that reason.
There you go. Marianne Akers, Heard It on the Hill is your column and roll call in D.C. Good morning, and you're
Good
on the
morning.
Quake. We're live in the Castro today.
Hey, you know, speaking of 1969.
Yes?
It was the year I was born.
Oh, stop it.
March of 1969.
What day in March?
March 24th.
Oh, you were 4 days late. Mine was March 20th.
Oh, okay. Well,
but 1869.
You're okay. Did you say 1869?
Yeah. I was born March 20th, but not in 18. Not in. Well, what year was I born in? What year am I saying these days?
Well, earlier today you said 68. That's what you said, how old you were.
No, I said when I became aware of who I was.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I had already was like
two.
Oh, no.
You said two.
I know.
I said two. You've been fudging.
No.
So
I wasn't fudging. I just told you I was slow. Go ahead, Marianne.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's a maelstrom out there, isn't it?
It is. Oh, yeah. It's summer heat.
No, I mean the Democrats throwing off the Republican garb and actually strutting around as true Democrats.
Well, it's about time, right?
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, are you referring to which strutting about?
Oh, the anti-war. We're against war, they're for war.
Finally, but I will tell you, Republicans are a lot more united than Democrats are when it comes to the the Iraq War. At least that's the way it looked yesterday during debate on these Iraq resolutions. And it was kind of interesting because Republicans out on the campaign trail had been fairly critical, some of them quite openly, and even suggesting that their campaigns were in trouble as a result of the Iraq War. But yesterday they were united. It was a united front for the Republicans.
And they are obviously following Karl Rove's lead, Marianne. This is Willie Brown here. And if you recall, in the re-election campaign for George W., there was the effort that was made to make sure that the issues were homeland security, anti-terrorism, and the Iraqi war, and patriotism. And I think they're back in that vein, period. And I think all the Republicans are going to walk in lockstep. However, Marianne, I slightly disagree with you about the absence of unity among Democrats. They seem to be unified on the fact that the troops ought to get out of Iraq. They're only they have different timetables as to when it is to occur and how exacting you must be, but they all had the theme of get out of Iraq.
Well, you're right on that. They all want out. It's a matter of when and how, but the fact is it appears that they are not united because there are opposing amendments on the Senate floor, and you have 08 contenders like John Kerry going one way and Hillary Rodham Clinton going another.
I think you're misreading it. I really do. I agree with the mayor. I think the Democrats are coming off against the war. They may have some divisions interiorly, but it looks like Republicans are for the war, Democrats are against the war, and the public can make their decision, and it's a very easy decision. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, I can stay with you. Sure.
All right, well, continue with Marianne Akers. She writes, in roll call, heard on the Hill, and are on our D.C. Thursdays, or as Will put, since we're in DeCastro.
DeCastro.
We're right here across from the Metro City Bar at the Cafe Floor at Market Noe and 16th, where it all collides here in the Castro in honor of Gay Pride Week. And right now, Andy Jordan in for John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the AutoWest banner.
Hey guys, this is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. Did you know, Will, that Working Assets absolutely provides you with the same quality of service in your wireless needs as does the big operators?
I had no idea. I did know, however, that when you get Working Assets wireless, you end up paying a certain amount of money for it, and 1% of every dollar you spend.
You know how much that's come to over the last 20 years?
I don't know.
$20 million.
No, $50 million over 20 years.
I knew you would correct me. I knew you would correct me, and it's gone to Planned Parenthood,
ACLU,
and the Sierra Club.
Good do-gooders like us.
Listen, the progressive's choice for wireless carriers.
Working Assets Wireless.
WorkingAssetsWireless.com/Quake.
Commemorate, educate, liberate, and celebrate at this year's San Francisco Gay Pride at the Civic Center, June 24th and 25th. Join the Quake all weekend and look for the Quake Hybrid in the Pride Parade that Sunday. Brought to you by Backcountry Found and 960 AM The Quake. For more info, log on to QuakeRadio.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center.
A
Cron
strike.
4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
50 years ago, you could watch history.
It is 7:38. We head to the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. This report brought to you by California Highway Patrol. Click it or ticket. San Francisco, northbound 280 between Geneva Avenue and 101. You're going to find stop and go. Lots of brake lights. Oakland, similar story. Eastbound 24 between the Caldecott Tunnel and Fish Ranch Road. Out in Arenda, lots of brake lights as well. It is a spare of the air day. That means free rides on BART. All BART trains are on time. Here's what's going on right now at 960 The Quake. Make sure you put on that deodorant today. A hot and dry air mass expected to keep the heat turned up in Northern California through the weekend. Forecasters say it will reach 80 degrees in San Francisco today, up to 90 in some parts east of Twin Peaks. But the heat will really be turned up in the inland areas, expected to hit 90 in Oakland, 95 degrees in San Jose, about 106 in Stockton. There continue to be mixed signals about the condition of the Bay Area real estate market. Real estate tracking firm DataQuake says the median price of a single-family home in the area continued to edge up in May, but the number of transactions dropped sharply. It is now 7:40. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, live today from the Castro at Cafe 4.
Experience. 7:40, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're outdoors today at the corner of 16th and Market at the Cafe 4, broadcasting live on this day that is what is for us the official kickoff of Gay Pride Week. We have the parade, the Quake car, and Willie will be in the parade on Sunday, and we're here right now. Mayor Gavin Newsom will be joining us, a host of guests, and from Washington, D.C., as we usually do a D.C. theme on Thursdays, we have Marianne Akers from Roll Call, writes Herded on the Hill. Now, the guilty plea came in this week in one of Abramoff's buddies, right? Jack Abramoff's buddies, Marianne.
That's right, yeah. David Safavian. He was the former procurement chief at the White House, and he ended up, he was found guilty on 4 of 5 counts.
You have an exclusive on this?
Yeah, he was convicted. No, this was not a plea. He was convicted. The interesting thing was, I thought yesterday someone forwarded me a personal email that he sent out to friends, and it was a poignant email, it really was, and he described himself as being, quote, numb, sort of an emotional paralysis, okay? And it's just this rambling email to friends, thanking them for their support, standing by him, and, know, what he's going to do. I mean, he's going to prison for a long time. He faces a lot of jail time here, and he's going to appeal. And he talks about that in his email as he's describing his emotions and feeling numb and paralyzed. And he says, right now it's like this is happening to someone else rather than me. I have no doubt reality will hit me soon, he says. Now, you know, you can laugh and say, oh, this guy's a crook. You know, he had what's coming to him. But what is interesting is that David Safavian faces a lot more jail time, faces complete devastation of his finances. I mean, he will certainly go bankrupt. While Michael Scanlon, who really is a much bigger crook in this whole scandal, because he pled guilty, still living in the Ritz-Carlton, you know, still going to be able to vacation at St. Bart's. He'll still have all of his nice properties. And, you know, and then people like David Safavian will lose everything and go to jail for a long time.
Well, the real crook would always know how to make the deal, and that's what Michael did. He understood very clearly what his risks were. He knew that the rewards he was holding, he could simply diminish them by a small percentage by continuing to cooperate. He's probably in the position to lie to the government, to misrepresent to the government, but he gave the government what they wanted, and that was a reference point against all other potential suspects and potential indictees. And so he's become the spokesperson. That guy had the same opportunity. He could have turned...
Safavian?
Yeah, he could have turned him in.
But he didn't have the resources that Scanlon had.
Right? No.
He's not as rich.
But he chose not to. But Marianne, I don't know if you noticed, but I got some word from some friend of mine that James Carville and his wife was holding a fundraising event for the Defense Fund for Scooter Libby.
Oh, really?
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't notice. Did you? Were you talking about that this morning?
Yeah, Mary Madeline and James Carville had an event at their house to raise money for Scooter Libby. Scooter Libby's got more money than a Walton. I mean, what is it? You know what I think that is, Marianne? And you start watching for this.
Okay.
I think George Bush is going to pardon Scooter Libby. And that way you would shut down any examination, taken the deposition of, et cetera, et cetera.
But not till after November.
The election, when the ritual presidential pardons come. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm suggesting he's going to do it by Christmas of this year.
Oh.
He's going to wait till after the elections, because I think Scooter's lawyers would do what I could do. I could stall this for 6 months without even trying.
You could stall this for 6 years.
Well, I could stall it for 6 months as a lawyer. All of the motions I could make, all of the kind of examinations that I could do, et cetera, before you get to the point where Cheney would have to show up to testify or anybody else of any significance. In the meantime, you can do a preemptive pardon. And believe me, I think George Bush will do a preemptive pardon rather than have the White House further exposed.
Well, I heard it here first. I will look for it. I'll check into it. Keep watching for that.
And I think the world needs to begin to be sensitive to that so that Democrats can use it during the course of the campaign and force Bush to say, that's right, force Bush to say, I will never pardon Scooter.
Well, I'll start asking some Democratic senators and members in the House and see if they'll bite on that and see what we can come up with. Now, I will tell you one thing. After now that we know Karl Rove is not going to be indicted, you can see his work at hand in a number of ways. For example, if you read Bob Novak's column today, have you?
No, what, we don't get it out here. What do you say?
Tell us
quickly.
Well,
he's going after Congressman Murtha, and he's talking about Murtha's appearance on Meet the Press last Sunday, and he's picking him apart over the Iraq redeployment issue. And this really does sort of, to me, look like a page out of Karl Rove's playbook. He is bringing up that Jack Murtha was an unindicted co-conspirator in Abscam 26 years ago. Okay. And he is saying a lot of the things that Karl Rove said the other day in his speech about cutting and running. So it's kind of like, here we go again.
I heard that repeated on our local Fox News affiliate. Cutting and running is how they ended the story when they were comparing the Democrats and the Republicans. Marianne Akers from Roll Call writes, heard it on the Hill in Washington, D.C., and joins us every Thursday. Thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely.
You have a great Pride weekend, lady.
In D.C. And we're right here at the corner of Market and 16th Street in the Castro in honor of Gay Pride Week. And from Queer Channel, Sunday nights on 960 The Quake from 7 to 9, we do have Michelle here, and you had one of Willie Brown's gayest moments. You have another one?
Yes, I do. So back in March of 1996, Mayor Willie Brown deputized himself and presided over the ceremony for about 150 couples in a mass gay wedding.
He deputized himself?
He deputized himself. No, but I wanted to...
It's good to be king, isn't it?
Also...
Democracy works better.
Let us end this with a quote from Willie Brown. He said, "As usual, we are first, and by virtue of your participating in this ceremony, you are part of history," and he is indeed correct.
Part of history, and we're making some today. Come by our live broadcast. Mayor Gavin Newsom will be here in the next hour. Kamala Harris, and in the next segment, we have Will Durst with the Burst of Durst. 747, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Live from the outdoors of the cafe floor, Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul.
Today,
yes. Well, I don't know if you guys saw this, but in Vienna yesterday, the president called charges that he is destabilizing the world more than the insurgents in Iraq absurd.
I'll tell you what's absurd. He is.
Last week, in a transparent attempt to capitalize on the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, think of it as the less hyped and budgeted straight-to-DVD sequel to Mission Accomplished, he made a midnight run into the green zone, startling poor President Nouri al-Maliki like the honoree at a surprise 110th birthday party in a fireworks factory. All he ended up doing in this absurd surreptitious secret agent mission, besides racking up about 20,000 Air Force One frequent flyer miles, was cutting the Iraqi leader's autonomy off at the knees on the international stage. Instead of belying fears that the new Iraqi government is nothing more than a collection of American puppets, Bush's trip pretty much drew the marionette strings in above their heads with one of those 4-inch wide black magic markers, you know, the industrial strength kind with the indelible ink. And with the ultimate puppet masters we spoke of earlier today, Karl Rove, convinced that the only way for the Republicans to win the midterms in November is to focus on the war and portray Democrats as congenital cut and runners, we can expect to see a lot more of these cynical surgical strikes into the heart of pseudo-reality. Absurdity. When the going gets tough, the tough arrange photo ops. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Dude, I love it. When the going gets tough.
Oh, don't. No pity applause, please. I get that at home so much.
Nice try.
The very literary Will, Mr. Dog, Mr. Will Durst.
Did you see
at
him?
His best.
Did you see him yesterday in Vienna? He was getting booed and stuff.
Yeah, and he was pissed off like you wouldn't believe. I mean, he could not believe. And you know who was in the crowd leading the boos?
Cindy Sheehan.
Our very
own.
She was
own.
Right out there, right
yeah.
in.
We were wondering where she was.
We've been looking for Cindy for a long time. We didn't know, but JetBlue sponsored her, apparently. I don't know how she got over there. I'm sure we're going to hear from JetBlue.
I don't think JetBlue
sponsored her.
I don't think JetBlue goes to Vienna.
For the benefit of all of you out there, 960 The Quake, JetBlue is not internationally competent at this moment. They're not qualified to go overseas, so no, it wasn't JetBlue. It was just a joke. But she got there some kind of way. Obviously, it wasn't by boat. It wasn't by canoe. It wasn't walking. It wasn't any of those things. But she got there, and right in the center of all of that was this little star, this little woman, this woman who is still enraged that the president won't meet with her. And she figured he'd have some free time. She went over there to see if she could get in. See, well, would you like to have dinner, George? Nobody else over here will eat with you.
That's pretty much true. There's also a little controversy brewing now because George Bush was spotted yesterday signing little tiny American flags. He was using magic marker to sign the flag.
Can't desecrate the flag.
Exactly.
Like that.
That's defacing the American flag.
That's as bad as burning it.
That's a crime. But you know, you can't tell. You can't. The crimes committed by that group of people are indistinguishable. This seems rather petty.
Unenumerable.
I mean, how could you even raise questions? He was exercising his patriotism. He was trying to make sure. Was he selling them? And if so, he was trying to do the deficit. I can see it now. Poor Barry is being accused of having received money for his signatures. George received a country for his signatures.
Yeah, they gave him Hungary.
Yeah.
Which I believe is where he is today.
Yeah, celebrating the 50th anniversary
of the revolt against communism in Hungary in 1956.
And the noise you hear behind Paul's voice, that's not Paul, that's some outside sound, because we're right here in the heart of the Castro, right here in this triangular corner on the outside with this beautiful weather and all these incredible collection of people and all these outfits that even I'm not outstanding among. This woman just walked out of here with some orange shoes on.
Oh, those are Crocs.
Oh,
Crocs.
Yes.
Those are the big new rage. Those are the new shoes. They're rubber Crocs, right?
It was so cool.
You don't know?
It was so cool.
Because we got the whole rainbow flag right here in front of us in terms of the audience. We got everybody is, they're eating and drinking. I think I even saw some fiends smoking over there earlier, because it is an outdoor patio.
Yeah, but you were hoping. There was nobody smoking. Well,
there was a guy smoking in the back.
You were projecting.
Actually, there was a small group of people who were smoking, and it was such a shame. They're all so broke, they were sharing the same cigarette.
I got to tell you a story. that's all part of the mayor's new program. Care, not cash.
Who's going to join us later on?
Yes. He's going to join us, and he's going to be talking about that incredible health plan.
Well, let's see if he'll talk about it.
That is afloat. It is alive and well, and it's moving in the directions of maybe one day becoming a reality. It's all consistent with what's going on in this extraordinary, wonderful town that is about to celebrate Gay Pride. It's been working all week in that direction, and the parade, which is going to occur on Sunday. I think for Sunday, maybe I'll wear some yellow trousers.
Excuse me?
I'm going to wear yellow trousers. I think I'll wear some maybe orange shoes.
You're just making stuff up now. Look at you.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking seriously about my wardrobe.
Are you going through your closet? Is that you going through your closet?
And other people's closets. Liberation is appropriate.
That is so good, being able to come out of other people's closets.
Fully dressed.
Will and Willie will be in the parade on Sunday down the street with the Honda Hybrid.
Actually, the Hybrid isn't big enough. So we're going to be in the Quake van.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Right. Otherwise, we'd all be squeezed in there like...
Back up for a second. We're not going to walk? We're not going to walk?
Now he wants to walk. The mayor wants to
walk. Yesterday
you
didn't want to walk.
Now you want to walk.
Well,
okay.
I decided that if I'm going to go to the trouble of putting this outfit together, I'm going to show it off.
We're live from the cafe floor in
the
Castro in honor of Gay Pride. Mayor Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris, and more in the next hour. Stay with us on 960.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Senate's about to vote on a couple of Democratic plans to pull troops out of Iraq. Correspondent Lisa Goddard is watching the story unfold on Capitol Hill.
Jim, the votes are on two amendments, one to withdraw combat troops from Iraq by next summer, another with no end date, but that would start withdrawal this year. Republicans like John McCain say either one is too dangerous in an unstable Iraq.
What if full-scale civil war ensues?
But Democrats like Harry Reid insist U.S. presence is the problem, not the answer for Iraq.
The time to act is now, for as we are bogged down in Iraq, the threats to our freedom around the world only grow.
Senators of both sides, including John Warner of Virginia, agree the debate is historic.
As you approach this vote, it will be one of the most important
that you have ever cast.
Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
Iraq's foreign minister says after kidnapping about 80 people from their place of work yesterday, insurgents have released nearly half of them. He says between 30 and 35 are still being held. Some heavyweight scientific support is out today saying global warming is real and we're causing a lot of it. Greg Black reports.
The National Academy of Sciences has concluded that the Earth is hotter today than at any point in at least the past 400 years, and possibly in the last several thousand years. The scientists who compiled the report say they are confident the higher temperatures are at least partly the result of man-made activities. The report was commissioned by the chairman of the House Science Committee. Greg Black, CNN.
The conference board says its index of leading economic indicators for May is down 0.6%. That suggests the nation's economy could weaken in the months ahead. It had declined by 0.1% in April. The U.S. is on the board about halfway through the match. The U.S. soccer team scored on Ghana to tie it up at one apiece, but Ghana came right back and now leads at halftime 2-1 in the World Cup. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply? The address.
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes now past 8 o'clock. This report brought to you by ING Direct. We're going to start San Francisco getting into the city, proving to be tough. Northbound 280 between Geneva and 101, also between 6th and King Street. You're going to find it stop and go at this time. Out to Oakland and the East Bay, metering lights are on. It is a slow ride making your way to the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, and a slow ride from the foot of the maze all the way to Fremont Folsom Street in San Francisco. Cupertino, northbound 85 between De Anza and 237. You're going to find it sluggish. Not too bad you're moving, but it is sluggish through there. Today is a spare the air day. That means most Bay Area transit is free. All BART trains are on time. Make money while you sit in traffic. Today's traffic report is brought to you by the Orange Savings Account from ING Direct. FDIC insured. Discover what 3.5 million customers already know. Visit ingdirect.com to save your money. I'm Andy Jordan. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, live today from the Castro.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Andy. And at 8:05, we're right here down on the corner of Market and 16th Street at the Cafe Floor. And we are here in honor of Gay Pride Week. We have a lot of great guests this hour, including San Francisco's Mayor Gavin Newsom. We should be joined shortly by Kamala Harris, our District Attorney of San Francisco. A lot of guests are here, including the publisher of Outspoken, of Gloss Magazine, and he also does Outspoken, a TV show on Comcast Channel 11, Tim Gaskin, and he hosts Open House Radio, which is the radio version of Open House TV, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on The Quake, and Sunday nights on 960 a.m., Sunday mornings again at 8:30 a.m.
Okay, what is Outspoken?
Outspoken is a TV show, and they're bringing back the GLAAD Awards, and they're on Comcast Channel 11, and on the Quake Sunday nights from 7 to 9, and you broadcast right across the street from the Metro City, from the Metro across the street, Queer Channel. Michelle is here, and you've been doing the Willie Brown Gayest Moments. You have three more. We've done two so this morning.
That's right. Yes, this Willie Brown's Top Gayest Moments is brought to you by Queer Channel Radio. On Sunday nights from 7 to 9, I have another one. This is my favorite. At 8 a.m. on June 27th of 1998, Willie Brown dedicated the christening of the Pink Triangle high on top of a SoCal mountain in the middle of San Francisco with a bottle of champagne to the friends of the Pink Triangle. Now, I don't know any other mayor in this country who's done such a thing, and with a bottle of champagne at 8 o'clock in the morning. Right, Willie?
Right, and it was a great day. The weather was similar to the weather today, Michelle, and it was just one of those San Francisco moments. And somebody took the photograph of it from above, high above. You actually saw the entirety of the Pink Triangle, and you were able to see the explosion surrounding the champagne bottle as it cracked. It was quite a moment, and thank you for recalling it and remembering it. And all these numbers you're picking up are amazing. I'm going to be very careful what I do from now on.
You
now
had no idea.
There's somebody watching.
Somebody watching.
And now we're joined by Kamala Harris.
Good morning.
San Francisco District Attorney on 960 The Quake here at the
DA
corner.
DA is watching. That's who's watching.
Cafe Floor.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Isn't it great to be out here?
Good morning, Ms. Harris.
Top of the morning.
To you.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You look good.
Yeah, you do too.
Yeah.
Nice jacket.
Oh, thank you.
It's blue with a denim shirt underneath for all you listeners.
Yeah.
So what does the mayor on Gay Pride?
Well, we're going to do the parade, which is always a lot of fun. And there's a breakfast before.
You walking in the parade?
I'm riding and waving.
What are you riding in?
A 1947 Buick, thanks to Delancey Street. And we've got a whole team of folks who are going to be with us. And before that, that morning, as we do every year and as I do every year, the Alice Betoklis Democratic Club has a breakfast, and I'll be there early in the morning.
Where is that breakfast this year, Ms. Hurd?
It is where it always is, which is right
the
down...
Recon, it's right in the Recon Center there where
you know, it's right up from Virgin Records.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing, and there's a march the night before, actually, that Robert Holland is organizing in support of the transgender community, so I'll be doing that the night before. And
you have any idea where that march starts? So if anybody wants to hook up with it, they can?
It's Friday night at Dolores Park.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Not Saturday. So glad Daddy Meslow's here.
It's a full weekend.
Meslow!
Hooray for Deb Deb!
So what's going on? What should we talk about?
It's a great weekend.
It's a great weekend, and the weather really could not be more fantastic. And there's a lot that's happening. I mean, we're doing... I might want to share with you at this point what we're in my office under the leadership of a great, great, phenomenal attorney, Susan Christian. We are planning and hosting the DA's office in collaboration with Hastings College of the Law, the California District Attorneys Association, and the National District Attorneys Association, a symposium, July 20th and 21st. It's going to be at the Herbst Theater, and I actually brought you information about it, but it is a symposium for prosecutors and law enforcement and people who support victims and witnesses, and it's entitled Hate Crimes, Understanding Gay, Transgender Panic Strategies.
Uh-huh.
And we put this together basically to deal with this problem, which is that defendants have been suggesting that their conduct, which includes murder, is somehow mitigated because they panicked when they learned of the orientation or the gender of their victim.
As in the Gwen Araujo cases
and the Matthew Shepard case. In fact, Gwen Araujo's mother will be a part of the symposium. Gloria Aldred is coming down from L.A. We've got Chris Lamero, who was the prosecutor in Alameda County, who successfully prosecuted the Gwen Naranjo case. We've got a special agent from the FBI. It's going to really, I think, be a great symposium and a wonderful opportunity to begin the discussion about the need for all of us as a community, and law enforcement in particular, to be educated about the history and experience of the transgender community so that we can be more sensitive to that population's needs as we handle those cases. So that's what we're going to be doing. And
where that defense has been asserted, or where that justification has been asserted in other cases across the nation, has it worked anyplace?
It has. It has. It actually has.
Based on a successful defense in Florida? Was it in Florida that it started?
Well, it started in Florida. It started in the South. But the whole idea, which is really quite offensive, is that it's somehow that a jury will believe and think that it is legitimate that a defendant freaks out because he learns of the orientation or gender of his victim. I mean, you know, we're at a point, can you imagine if a defendant walked into court and said, I freaked out when I learned my victim was black, so that's why I did what I did. It's absolutely illegitimate. But so the symposium is about talking about that defense in particular, but in general, it's also about recognizing that in academic institutions, in law enforcement, so at Hastings Law School, at, you know, with police and prosecutors, we want to do more about really recognizing the legitimacy of the experience of transgender people and the gay community in general, the LGBT community in general, around certain issues with law enforcement, dealing with the history of distrust of law enforcement, so that we can do our job better.
And that voice you hear is that of the District Attorney, Kamala Harris, here on 960 The Quake, visiting with us for the third or fourth time since we've been doing the show. And each time, it's always more enlightening than the last time around. I saw, I think this past week, a television program in which Gloria Allred participated, and so did the mother of the young person that was killed over in East Bay.
Right, Sylvia Guerrero is
yes.
her name.
Mm-hmm. And the results were, in that particular program, that was a very sensitive treatment of people trying to assert that defense. And the collection of those, so I'd urge your people over there to grab that piece of footage. It may very well be worth replaying.
In the symposium, do you guys prevent strategies to blunt this defense?
We will, and that's great, Will. We are actually, and Chris Lamero is going to be a great person for that part of it, to talk about what we should do to combat that defense when and the strategies for combating that defense when it appears in court. One aspect of the symposium will also be to train first responders, to train law enforcement about what we should do in terms of sensitivity around the victim's experience and the family of the victim. Gloria Allred is going to be talking about how to handle the press around these kinds of issues. So it's going to be quite enlightening. And then we've got a whole piece that's going to be, I think, just very enlightening around the history of the transgender community in this country. And that's being headed by Teresa Sparks.
Imagine this is going to be a great weekend for that, just here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I wonder how many people show up. Do you have any problems as district attorney? Is there any sort of prevention? You don't have the people coming in from out of town who are flipped out about gays, and they come in and they try to exhibit some sort of violence or their their doubt as to the community's
Well, there has been a history of that, and so, for example, Supervisor Bevan Dufty has done a lot around Halloween to make sure that we get information out and contain the crowds and make sure that we have monitors so that those kinds of crimes and hate crimes will not occur. Around Pride weekend, we have not seen a lot of it recently, thank God. I think we're doing a lot of good work around just talking about the beauty and the great aspect of having this community and supporting the community and celebrating the community. So we've not seen a lot of it. But we have. Recently, I actually walked up and down the Castro and handed out flyers to all the merchants to talk about what we do as an office around hate crime and that we treat it as a priority so that we could also encourage victims to come forward. One of the problems with hate crime in general is that victims feel embarrassed. They feel you know, they feel victimized and they don't necessarily want to come forward and report it because they may think that nothing will happen. Because let's think about what's happening with hate crime. It usually is focused on a community that has experienced prejudice, has experienced being basically disconnected and marginalized. So that very person is very vulnerable already because of the larger experience that the population has had. So we want to do what we can to say to the community that you should come forward, you'll be treated with dignity and respect, and we will take these crimes seriously.
Especially here.
Madam District Attorney, there's been a rash of homicides in San Francisco over the last several weeks. Can you give us a little bit of an update on what's going on through your office in that regard?
Well, recently, last Friday, we convened a group, mostly from the faith-based communities, priests, preachers, rabbis, to talk about what we should be doing more in terms of uplifting and supporting witnesses and victims who come forward. And in particular, we did that to combat and deal with...
Tell them to stay out of town. Once they're out of town, tell them to stay out of town.
What are you talking about? Listen to what... what are you drinking?
In his case, what are you smoking?
Just make sure you're not sniffing.
Why? It's a tolerant society we have here. Yes, they're applauding the tolerance we have here.
Kamala Harris, the San Francisco District Attorney.
No, I mean, once they're under witness protection and they're out of town, tell them to stay out of town.
Well, no, that's absolutely right. Witness relocation is about relocating people out of the place where it's dangerous and taking them to a place where they can be safe, recognizing that the home base is the place where they might be killed. But what we did on Friday is we wanted to talk about this stop snitching phenomenon because it's very real and it's happening not only here. I've been on the phone with my colleagues, the DA of Boston, the DA of Baltimore, the DA of Atlanta, the DA of Philadelphia, and we have actually started to convene a group of DAs across the country to talk about this problem because it's not unique to San Francisco. And what is happening is that people in these neighborhoods and communities are not only in fear for their safety, they don't want to be stigmatized. So they're not coming forward because they don't want to be labeled a snitch. And, you know, there's something wrong with that. And that's a symptom of a bigger problem for sure. But it's something that we need to deal with head on because it is having an impact on our ability to then prosecute the cases because witnesses aren't coming forward.
There's don't snitch T-shirts that are being sold.
I know that. And it really is sick.
Now, you had a witness come forward the other day, or someone talking to the community who was saying that there's a difference between snitching and telling.
Right. This was a young man who came to our summit last week, brought by Joe Marshall of Omega Boys Club, and he was formerly in the life, as he'll call it, has since transitioned out, is living a productive life. And what he shared with us is that the distinction is made between someone who tells or gives information or gives evidence because they want leniency with their own case, that he would call a snitch, versus someone who is living in a community who simply comes forward to be the hero and talk about what has happened that is a crime that is plaguing the community.
And that's the voice of the District Attorney of the City and County of San Francisco joining us here on 960 The Quake.
Yeah, special broadcast from the Castro for the San Francisco Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Celebration. We've got the parade on Sunday that Will and Willie will be in with the Quake vehicles. Could be the band, could be...
And the District Attorney's going to be in, but
yes,
she's riding.
Yes.
And the 1946 converter bus.
And in this
hour...
What have we got? A van. We'll be in the back of the van tied to a D ring.
My car is big. And it's got a big trunk. You guys can join it.
And we also have Mayor Gavin Newsom joining us today here live at the corner in the outdoor part of the cafe floor. And that's at 2298 Market, corner 16th, 819. Keeping it real with Will and Willie here. 960, Progressive Talk Radio, The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all.
This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
960, The Quake. On the air, online, and now broadcasting in HD digital. Find out more at quakeradio.com.
World's most popular destination since 1849, and from the Mecca of the Castro, in honor of LGBT Pride Week and the celebration here, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. 823, our guest right now, San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris. Always great to have you as part of our program.
It's a great way to wake up.
Oh, you've probably been up for 3 hours already.
I have. I went to the gym at 5 this morning.
Yeah. Oh,
5:30.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, who's counting?
Tell us a little bit more about that faith-based conference that you, summit that you had last week. And kind of who attended it, where was it held, etc.?
It was held at St. Mary's Cathedral in the conference room downstairs, and it was attended by a great diverse group, mainly faith-based leaders. Everyone from Edgar Boyd of Bethel AME Church to representatives of the Catholic faith, the Jewish faith. There were ministers of small churches and what we would call probably the mega churches. And it was about 50 people and some community-based leaders. And we closed the door. No press was allowed.
Oh, really?
And we had a very frank conversation. The chief of police attended and was a part of it. We brought in from Washington, D.C., Gary
Flower. Back up for a second. Did you say the chief of police?
Yes.
I thought she was in the witness protection program. She hasn't been seen by anybody anywhere in so long.
Hey,
but you don't have to deal with that.
With
you
her.
Don't have to deal with that.
She's working. She's working, and she was there working as well. And so,
no wonder you had to close the door.
We brought in. Some things are best ignored.
Yes. Just move right on.
We brought in Gary Flowers, who is the number three for Reverend Jesse Jackson at Rainbow Push, and he's the director of policy for Rainbow Push. And so we brought him in to moderate the discussion, and he was just phenomenal. And we talked about the reality, which is that there are these youth, these young people, who are speaking a language that most of the people in that room don't know. So Joe Marshall brought in a group of young men who had, again, been in the game and had since transitioned out, members of Omega Boys Club, and they then had a role play in front of the audience and talked about their experience. Talked about, for example, their Ten Commandments. And, you know, there are Ten Commandments on the street, and most of the people in the room had not heard it, are things like don't snitch, handle your business, make your money, things of that nature. And it was really very, again, enlightening, and it was something that everyone in that room needed to hear, because if we're going to be able to combat this snitching, this stop snitching phenomenon, we need to know the language that's being spoken and then get into that. And what we walked away with are a couple of things. One, we're going to do out of my office a training for all of the faith-based leaders around what we do in terms of victim services, what we can offer in terms of counseling and intervention, all with an eye towards improving the relationship between law enforcement and the community, because, again, there is a big part of this that is based in distrust of law enforcement.
It's all about trust.
It is. It absolutely is, and those relationships have to be built over time, but in a conscious way with some kind of plan, and I think that is what we came away with this summit, that we need to take a step, and this is a first step, and there's a lot more to do.
Are any prospective plans for expanding that bank of knowledge that obviously went on in that room for that time to the greater community, so that in fact you begin to penetrate beyond just the leadership?
Yes. Well, so for example, one of the outcomes was that that group of young people are going to then do a tour, if you will, with all of the churches, so that those congregations can hear what they have to say. And again, just as a first step, it was some place to start. It needs to get out to the broader community, beyond the faith-based community, but it was just a place to start. We have to start somewhere, and we thought that would be a good idea.
I imagine there's members of the faith-based community that also have trust problems with the local police force. And once you can churn them, you can turn over a large percentage of the population, at least get them headed in the right direction.
Well, I mean, a lot of the ministers have people in their congregations that have not had great experiences, and they share it with them. But the ministers were there with, I think, the intention of improving the situation and the condition, and that's really what we want to focus on is a solution.
Now, the voice you're hearing again is that of Kamala Harris, the district attorney of the city and county of San Francisco, who often visits with us here at 960 The Quake. Ms. Harris, always good to see you.
And you, thank you.
And certainly in this situation, we would not want to see you across the bench in court.
Because you would be wearing orange.
Ooh.
And not because it was Orange Friday.
And that would
and
be
not, and not Brioni.
Brioni's making jumpsuits now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you in the parade on Sunday.
Yes. See you at the parade. It'll be a great day.
Yeah. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
And we're going to jump into your Buick with you.
Yeah.
I hope that's all right.
Right here at the cafe floor, and we're at the corner of Market and 16th. It's a beautiful day to be out.
2298, to be exact.
Yes, 2298.
2298. Right here in the triangle.
If you've been to the Castro, you've had a meal here at the cafe floor. We're going to be joined by Michelle for a moment here to give another one of Willie Brown's gayest moments. You have a five. We're going to have Gavin Newsom, mayor of San Francisco, joining us in the next segment.
So we're going with another one. Yes,
yes,
we have another Willie Brown gay moment.
Queer Channel.
During an interview back in October of 2005, Willie was asked, "Are domestic partnerships enough?" His answer was, "Enough for whom? Are they the holy grail for the LGBT community? I don't think so. I don't think the community should be satisfied until it enjoys all the rights and privileges that the heterosexual community enjoys universally." I think that's an applause.
All right.
Thank you, Willie Brown.
You've really been Googling me.
What? No way.
Yes, with gloves on.
Yes. Practicing safe Googling.
Yes. And somebody keeps moving the sign. I guess we're not saying often enough. I mean, Michael had it over there, right over Tony, and obviously the glare from Tony created a problem.
The glare from his bald head.
No! That's
Yes. Hatching, he radiates.
Tony Rod. Oh, is it glow? It's radiating a glow. And we are live here right on the corner at the cafe floor at 2298 Market. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Now we've got Andy Jordan with the news, weather, and traffic. And the next segment, Mayor Gavin Newsom on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. It is 8:30. Let's go to the Crown 4 Traffic Center, Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. This report is brought to you by Smythe. European major problems down in San Mateo, southbound 101 after Doria Avenue. I look for a five-car pileup that's got the two left lanes blocked. Emergency crews are not yet on the scene. Look for backups from Broadway. Stop and go northbound 280 from 6th Street to King Street coming into San Francisco. Also northbound 101 between 280 and the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. You're going to find it slow and go right now. Metering lights are on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Today is a spare the air day. That means BART Muni, much of Bay Area transit, is free. You might want to take advantage of that. Smythe European, known as the Mercedes-Benz people. Why? Because, like the cars they sell, Smythe European's people deliver beyond your expectations. Smythe European, the Mercedes-Benz people. And here's what's going on right now on 960 The Quake. More signs of a dwindling middle class. The latest census numbers show middle class neighborhoods are going bye-bye in San Francisco. No surprise. Families are looking for more affordable housing. San Francisco, of course, has the highest real estate prices in the country and has lost, according to this report, 37,000 people since 2000. Also, Berkeley, Oakland, and Vallejo were also on the list of the nation's fastest shrinking cities. If you are one of the few not taking advantage of the Spare the Air free ride on BART and Muni, you better check your Freon hot and dry air mass expected to keep the heat turned up in Northern California throughout the weekend. Forecasters say it'll reach 80 degrees in San Francisco today, up to 90 in some parts, but the heat will be turned up in the inland areas as well. Expected to hit 90 degrees in Oakland. Democrats are trying to change the direction in Iraq. They're backing two proposals coming up in the Senate today. They're voting now. One would require a pullout of U.S. troops within a year. The other sets no timetable but calls for a phased redeployment. Our Senator Barbara Boxer says Americans want an exit strategy, but Republicans are expected to reject both proposals. President Bush has praised Hungary's transition to democracy after years under the grip of Soviet power, saying its experience should encourage those growing impatient with the emergence of a new government in Iraq. Quake weather, look for sunshine pretty much through tomorrow. It's going to be a warm one. Highs lower 70s at Ocean Beach to near 90 east of Twin Peaks. Could see triple digits inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm Andy Jordan on 960 The Quake.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt,
mortgage payments, or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Commemorate, educate, liberate, and celebrate at this year's San Francisco Gay Pride at the Civic Center, June 24th and 25th. Join the Quake all weekend and look for the Quake Hybrid in the Pride Parade that Sunday. Brought to you by John Gardner Automotive at 960 AM, The Quake. For more info, log on to quakeradio.com.
Streaming online at quakeradio.com, on the air at 9:60 a.m. Wherever you go, we are there. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 9:60 The Quake.
We're live in a special broadcast from the Castro here at the Cafe Floor, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 837. And on this live broadcast, a very special guest, Mayor Brown.
And joining us is the mayor of San Francisco, who yesterday made headlines in the city and county of San Francisco by professing to have a plan to cover 85,000 people who are not now covered. And then yesterday in the...
I got the professing part. As well.
It gives him a chance. It gives him a chance. Please, guys, I'm not the Chronicle. I do it objectively. We're talking about Gavin Newsom, of course, a man who...
The mayor of the
city and county of San Francisco, and a man who, in February of 2004, startled the whole world when he had City Hall begin the laborious process of trying to legalize marriage between people of the same sex. He's become world renowned.
Which, according to Fox News, is going to lead to marriage with snakes.
Did you see that? It was on Fox News today.
Snakes.
I'm selling serpents here.
Because I thought it was pineapples. And that's good, snakes.
Hollowed out pineapples?
Slithery.
That's good. We're going to keep this kind of straight.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
We're going to be serious about this because health care is a serious issue.
No, it is.
It is a serious issue. Okay, so
we stole this whole idea from you. This whole thing was stolen from Willie Brown. 1998,
really?
When
Mr.
he was mayor, he put an initiative on the ballot, overwhelmingly supported by the voters, for universal health care, put a panel together, headed by Dr. Sandra Hernandez, at the time was the head of the health department, blue ribbon panel for universal health care. Came out with a great report, we just couldn't afford it.
This is the only time you'll ever hear him say that, but
no,
go right ahead.
No, yeah, and for years it sort of collected dust, people had given up on it, and what we decided to do is read the report again, started to think a little bit differently, but took the principles from the report and took the principal author of the report, Dr. Sandra Hernandez, and made her co-chair with Lloyd Dean, the head of Catholic Healthcare West, and they put together a committee of 40 folks, and they thought,
about how we can make this real. And they decided a fundamental that was a frame that they had to change, and that was it shouldn't be health insurance because of the affordability issue, but it can be health access, which in essence is the same thing. It's just not portable outside of San Francisco. And with
so it's okay if I get sick here in the city, but if I get sick in a canoe on the Green River in Utah, I'm screwed.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of emergency rooms on the Green Room on River, but you know, but,
Mr. Mayor,
yeah, I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
Mr. Mayor, in terms of the coverage, who are you trying to cover? You, we already cover people who are extremely poor.
That's right.
Through the public assistance health care programs.
Right.
And obviously people who work for the city and county of San Francisco and the civil service have a plan similar to the one that George Bush has. Who are you trying to cover? Who are the, what's this gap? Where did 85,000 people come from?
These 80-plus thousand folks disproportionately are male. 59% of them are male. Disproportionately are 25 to 40 years old. Disproportionately, these folks are living below 200% of federal poverty, meaning they're earning individually less than $19,600 a year. These are the folks that are also disproportionately working. And that's really the great tragedy of our system, is that the vast majority of the uninsured in this country are actually working but don't have access to health insurance.
Would many of these people be covered by a rival program that has been pro-offered by Tom Amiano?
About 16,000 of the 82,000 will be affected by, quote-unquote, this mandate that Supervisor Amiano's put together. Again, that mandate is exclusively for businesses that are operating in San Francisco that require minimum amount of health care expenditure. And you can do it either through our health access plan or you can do it through traditional insurance. The whole idea of the mandate is, imagine if we put together a health access plan that's cheaper than health insurance. What happens is, a business, you have a perverse incentive of dumping the more expensive insurance to get the health access plan.
Right.
We don't want to see that happen. So having a mandate creates a floor, a minimum health care expenditure, so that we don't have that quote-unquote crowding out. So the only way our plan ultimately works is there has to be some form of a mandate. The question is, what does that mandate look like? And therein lies the controversy.
Do you have to have a job in order to be eligible for your health access program? In other words, do you have to be a part of that so-called working group?
No, what's amazing about this, you can have any kind of pre-existing condition, HIV or AIDS, you can have severe chronic illnesses, hepatitis C and the like, diabetes, doesn't make any difference. We don't care about immigration status. This is controversial, but this is San Francisco, and I'm proud of that. And you don't have to have a job. In fact, disproportionately, you don't have to have a job, because the whole point of this thing is to help that guy who's out on the corner, out on the street, that's disproportionately using the healthcare system right now by being picked up in an ambulance, being dropped off at the emergency room. We're already paying the cost, and we're paying a disproportionate amount of the cost on the back end. It's time to invest in the front end, save money, and ultimately save lives.
Do you have to be a resident of the city and county of San Francisco to be eligible?
That's the whole bottom line. In terms of, we don't want to overpromise, it's San Francisco residents, you get a health card, you get the same kind of coverage that, for example, I would receive within the city. It's private as well as public. You can go to Kaiser, CPMC. We're working with St. Mary's and St. Francis and others. So it's portable in, within the system. It's not just community clinics in San Francisco. It allows you the ability to get the same kind of, quote-unquote, nonprofit private care that the rest of us can afford.
I'm sure you recognize that voice. That voice is the mayor of San Francisco, the present mayor. We're used to having the old mayor. Now we got the new mayor. We're going to have the future mayor on later on.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Are you running? You're here.
We might have already had her on.
Yeah.
960, the Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, and from Cafe Floor here in the Castro.
Let me ask one more question, Mr. Mayor. If you live in Daly City and you are working as a server in a place where they don't have health care coverage, what happens to you? You live in Daly City, and you're working in San Francisco, and you're working for under 200% of poverty. What are you covered anywhere in this?
Unfortunately, we're not in a position to do that. We're in a position to help the 82,000 San Franciscans that are currently uninsured. That's a responsibility, I would argue, of San Mateo County.
Are we going to become a magnet for people who are disenfranchised in other places?
That was the argument when we raised the minimum wage to $8.82. That was the argument when we became the first city in the nation to do universal preschool. That was the argument when we put together all kinds of initiatives, including transgender benefits for sex changes, that everybody said the sky's going to fall in, the bankrupt bankruptcy is pending in San Francisco. It's never necessarily materialized. So what happens is when you get into those magnet debates, it gets in the way of actual reforms. And I think the fundamental here is it's no longer good enough, Democrats and Republicans, to identify a problem, explain it away, abdicate responsibility, and push it off. We've got to have solutions that are presented, ideas that are proffered, and challenge the status quo with something that can be manifested in terms of real change. And that's really the offer we're proposing. And again, it's hardly perfect, but I can tell you, it's well thought out. It's funded disproportionately. 80%+ of it's already funded, and we're moving forward already.
What is that source of funding?
We're taking $104 million that currently exists within the system that we're already spending on our uninsured, and we're redirecting those dollars, and we're redirecting them to the individual. We're taking about $56 million from individuals that will participate in this program based upon a tiered system of premiums. For example, if you're earning less than 100% of federal poverty, you'll pay $3 a month in a monthly premium for this health benefit. If you're earning 200 to 400% of federal poverty, again, about $20,000 to $40,000 as an individual, you'll pay an average of $35, and then it tears up from there. We believe we can generate $56 million from the individuals for this plan, and it includes point of service fees, which are otherwise referred to as co-payments. So you got $104 million plus that $56, that's $160 of a $198 million plan.
Do you have to establish a different bureaucracy to administer this program, or can you absorb it within the context and the confines of your existing structure?
This is why, again, you deserve credit, Mayor. You put together the San Francisco Health Plan, a nonprofit that currently functions, as you noted just a moment ago, our Healthy Families, our Healthy Kids, and our Healthy Adults program that provides universal health insurance for people based on federal poverty dollar levels already. So we're just going to add this to the menu of services that are already existing and already being offered at San Francisco Health Plan.
Are there any significant opposition groups out there, or are you putting together the program that hopefully will build a total consensus?
This is remarkable that we had business and labor, academia, everybody together at a press conference 2 days ago, and everyone saying, we believe this, and everyone going, wow, that it was so simple, yet so revolutionary. And again, the whole frame had to change from insurance to health access. But people were fixated on the insurance question, and so it became a quagmire. We never were able to advance it. But right when people started thinking differently, all of a sudden it opens up all these opportunities. And here's why. With insurance, you can't draw down state and federal dollars. Without insurance, you can draw down state and federal dollars to offset, based on these federal poverty guidelines, to offset some of the local costs. And with the ability to get the private service network, to get Kaiser and get CPMC and St. Francis others to participate, we now have a world-class system that's real and it's achievable.
And that's the voice of Gavin Newsom, the mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, sharing with us his views on his new proposed program that's attracting so much attention. It may very well become, Mr. Mayor, if it works, a model for the whole nation. But as a provider of services, how do I get paid if I rent a medical service to somebody?
You
get
paid. Hang on to that answer,
yes, all right,
because you're going to stick around with us.
In the next segment, we do the "What would Willie do?" question.
And
Mayor
funny,
Gavin
it's all
Newsom,
about money.
You yeah, get to ask Willie a question. We'll have you do the honors
now
today.
We're talking.
Yes,
well, I want a straight answer, Mayor.
Yeah, so you'll get it. You
none
come
of that
up
politics.
With a question. We do it.
We're in that
best question.
We're in the
yes
Castro.
Or no.
We're in
all
the
right.
Castro. Why do you think you're going to say that?
We're here. You don't get a straight answer here. Not today. We're at the Cafe 4 at the corner of Market and 16th at 2298 Market in the special Pride Week live broadcast, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks! Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Like searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com keyword real estate to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Sooner or later, everybody else gets started the same way.
You got it, San Francisco. Here's the deal. It's easy to get on Nature Beat. You pick up the phone, make a full toll-free call. The number's coming. We shoot you a six-month supply of Nature Beat for just $99. Toss it in a sizzling summer special. That is a great, best-on-the-planet sunscreen worth $30. That's for free. Little postage fee all the way to your door from clean, green New Zealand. Make the toll-free call. Here's the number, 1-866-834-8355. Write it down. Call right this minute, 866-834-8355.
And guys, don't forget the Nature Beat 100% money back guarantee. Come on, join me. Order your Nature Beat today and be healthy and stress free this summer. Call toll free now, 1-866-834-8355.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. WWD on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Question, and the mayor is here to ask the question. Gavin Newsom is our guest here. The what would Willie do question?
Before he asks the question, he's got to answer the question about how a doctor or provider gets paid for providing medical services to one of his access people. If it's not by way of the insurance reimbursement process, what do you do?
Well, right now people aren't getting paid. So, for example, if you're an indigent and you're going down to Kaiser in the emergency room, they'll send you a bill. The chances are you're not going to pay that bill because you can't afford it. So right now they're getting nothing. Through this program, the money goes with that individual up to $201.25. That's an actual actuarial number. So that is a reimbursement for a cost of service, not the entire cost, I grant, but for a big part of the cost. So that is an opportunity for these hospitals that are currently getting nothing to get something, and that's why they're very eager to participate in this program.
And it's paid by the health plan?
It's paid by the health plan, health access plan, through the San Francisco health plan, and it goes, again, with that individual, and it's part of that $198 million mix, again, where we're already investing $104 million. So we've already funded half the program with the existing resources, and now it's an opportunity to find that gap, the difference, and we think we've got that strategy.
All right, I'm prepared. Gavin Newsom, your question to Wendy Brown.
But keep in mind.
Keep in mind what?
If I feel the necessity for a lawyer to represent me, the DA is there.
Mr. Mayor, do you have a question for Mr. Mayor?
I got so many questions. Why are you wearing tennis shoes this morning?
Busted.
Now let's just cut that. Everyone's thinking that. They don't care about the politics stuff.
For openers, it shows you how unconnected you are to clothing. These are not tennis shoes. Let me explain to you what they are. And I'll tell you what
taking them off.
Taking one off.
He is taking them off. Mm-hmm. They're not really tennis shoes. You notice the color.
Yeah, they're tennis
you notice,
shoes. Give me that.
You note here. It's nothing like what Will Durst is wearing.
Just because it has three different
These
colors.
These are sold by Wilkes Bash. They're not just three different
Wilkes
colors.
Wilkes tennis shoes.
They're three different surfaces. Look at it. Check it out. Check it out.
Rubber, leather, and...
a $500 footwear. That's not a tennis shoe. I mean... No.
Because I remember someone giving me crap yesterday morning for wearing tennis shoes. And look at you.
That was yesterday.
hold up that shoe again. Don't put it on yet. Hold up that shoe again.
Hold
look
up
at that shoe again.
It is
really
a reboot.
That's not bad.
No, that's tell good. Me. I'm telling you, this is what you wear when you really want to be.
You had so many
you
questions.
Want to be part of it.
I introduced him, and this is the one you chose to ask.
Exactly. Come
I can't
on,
believe
everybody
this.
Wants
way.
To know.
This is
everybody
the Queen City of California.
Became a what is Willie wearing?
What is Willie wearing?
Believe it or not, this is 9/6 of the Quake Progressive Radio. And that's the mayor asking the retired
question. I want to see that $500 tennis shoe.
You, check it out. It is quite. It's not a tennis shoe.
Oh, smelled it.
Will,
I didn't know you were in his shoes.
No, he is.
Oh,
he really is.
Do you know that we were just at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and I'm walking in.
Did
I got
he get
there
this in Vegas?
A day late. He may have gotten those in Vegas. And this woman says, she hears I'm from San Francisco. She didn't get the fact that I may have been working in San Francisco. She goes, hey, I just listened to the mayor of San Francisco speak. I said, my gosh, what was he talking about? I said, well, he's up there talking about poverty. He was running this panel on poverty. I said, that's just remarkable. She goes, hey, he's an impressive young man. I said, my God. So everywhere I go, I got to compete with this guy. There were two mayors at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Vegas, and apparently he stole the show. So thank you, Mayor Brown. What were you doing? At the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
There you go. Good answer.
Oh, man.
I guess nowhere does it say conference.
No wonder you can get away with wearing tennis shoes. Huh?
It doesn't say it's conference just, of current U.S. mayors.
No, it doesn't. I have to change the name next year. That'll help.
That was quite an event, though. You mayors with Mayor Oscar Goodman putting in Las Vegas. It was amazing, particularly when the nightclubs open about 2 o'clock, and they don't close till the sunrise. And you should have seen some of the people dancing and what they were dancing with.
Okay.
Imagination.
It was great. Well, listen, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for visiting with us.
Thank you.
We hope you'll do it again soon.
Yes.
And we're going to track your program on health access.
Excellent.
It obviously is something that should be achieved by people all over this nation. The governor of Massachusetts has tried to achieve it in one manner or another.
Yep.
Romney has tried to do it.
We've taken a good look at the program, and it's interesting. And the good news is finally these people are starting. It's percolating around the state as well and around the rest of the country as new ideas are starting to percolate from the bottom up. But bottom line is enough's enough. Stop explaining away the problems.
You have been sued by a collection of people who are upset with your...
Mayor Gavin Newsom, thank you for being on the show today here
sued.
Live at the Capitol.
You're leaving people with a lawsuit?
960.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it.